Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And I really mean that. I hope that the little I give you is real food. It may cause you to ask more questions. Email me. Please, brothers and sisters, this word, and I learned this as a child, is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the power, brothers and sisters, to lead us to life if we'll follow it. Let's pay attention to that. And today we look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, 17 to 26. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison, so they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. God is working his wonders already. He's giving them still the time to preach, but he's protecting them that they might preach the gospel. And Psalm 34 tells us, "The Lord hears the cry of the poor." And many of them were poor too. They weren't wealthy people. They followed the Lord. Are you a follower of the Lord? Do you read his word every day? You should. Please, brothers and sisters, please open your heart more to him. And the psalm for today tells us, Psalm 34, "The Lord hears the cry of the poor." And in a certain way, we are poor. We're not home with Jesus yet. We might be poor in this world, but you have no time for the Lord. You might be wealthy in this life and have no time for the Lord. I want to ask you, every one of you today, because we, each of us, is going to stand before God one day, and he is going to tell us whether we come to heaven or purgatory or hell. Brothers and sisters, please, please, please turn away from sin now, right now, because we know not the day nor the hour when that will happen. We need to be ready. And you say, I heard that was I was just a kid then, but it doesn't mean anything to me. Jesus Christ died for you on a cross so that you might be with him forever in heaven. And that is the truth. Open your heart to him. For Psalm 34 tells us, "The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless him at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him. Brothers and sisters, it just means you're walking or driving down the street. You're going to a very important meeting. You're filled with concerns about the meeting. Just stop for 3 seconds and just say, Lord Jesus, I don't know how to handle this meeting. Please help me. Please help me. And then watch what God does. If you're not actually believing, nothing will happen. But if you choose to believe the Lord and follow him, he will help you. And now we take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This is from John chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. I'm going to repeat that. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. They liked darkness. They could commit their crimes more easily than in the daylight. And brothers and sisters, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come forward to the light. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Brothers and sisters, we are so loved. He died the most agonizing death I could ever imagine. Think of it. He did it for you and for me. And if you're far away from the Lord, just come and begin to say, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for giving me life. Then let the Lord lead you. Just thank him every day. Even if you don't fully believe it, you ask the Lord. Certainly what you do believe, offer thanks to the Lord. But in every way, every day, thank him for something. Because he loves you. He gave his life for you. You can look at yourself. You can look at your hands. You can look at your feet. You can look at your face. My goodness, brothers and sisters, and say, someone died for me that I might live. Someone died for me. Brothers and sisters, we want to spend our lives at whatever stage we are thanking Jesus, thanking him for what he has done for us, Thank him for his dying. Thank him for his resurrection. Thank him for all that he has given us in life. Thank him. And even if it's not much, it's something. Thank him for whatever you have been given. And if it's a great gift, thank him even more. Because God rarely hears from our mouths, thank you. We just don't say it. We assume it. And it can't be just assumed. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for its beauty. Thank you for the rain. The crops need it. Thank you for when it's very cold or there's snow. That's one of my favorite seasons, but I know it's not easy to get around and do what you have to do. Thank him for what he has given us. Ask him to keep me safe, but follow him. Thank him. Adore him. Bless him. Brothers and sisters, just doing those simple things every day will begin to change your life. I don't know when, but it will. If you mean it, don't just say the words, but mean it. Your life will change. God so much loves you. I just want to read this little excerpt to you here as I close. Many souls cannot believe that they are so loved by God. They think that they are unworthy of his divine love because they are so poor. They do not consider that God in his goodness loves and does good to all without distinction and without seeing whether they merit it. If he were to look at this, few or none would find him. I wish that all could see what my eyes see. Then I am sure that no one would ever be disheartened or would doubt the love of God. Let us never be guilty of this great ingratitude. Ask him for greater love and fidelity, because you have great need of it in order to correspond to the great love that God has for you, which is more than sufficient for us to become saints. Brothers and sisters, just think of that. I was quoting there in the last few words a woman by the name of Venerable Mary Magdalene of Jesus in the Eucharist. She was a passionate nun from Spain and a spiritual writer. And I have to say, this is one of the best things that she has ever written. The greatest and most delicate secrets of divine love are those which the Lord works in the interior of souls, those whom he enables to understand these mysteries. God bless you. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.